God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot.
Be a man. Do the right thing. This is Dean Spiller from the Foundation for the Person and the Family, and you're listening to Men in Christ, the essence of a Christian man.
So, let's start the show off. We're going to talk tonight about Pope Francis. And a lot of times we hear so many amazing things about Pope Francis, but we never really get the chance to talk about Pope Francis overall, the man, the priest, the bishop, the pope. So tonight we're going to explore a little bit and find out, try and share with you what we found out about who and what Pope Francis is, what he's doing and how he's done it. But we also, as we've said already, we invite you to start calling in from around about 7:15. Join in if you've got some special stories that you want to share with us about Pope Francis or some insights about Francis the man. We are really looking forward to those calls coming in. So let's start. Let's talk a little bit more about Pope Francis. First things first, Pope Francis is our current pope. He's the sovereign of the Vatican City. He's the 266th pope since Peter first reigned. Believe it or not, he was the 9th oldest pope when he was elected at 76 years and 86 days.
What?
He's, yeah, 9th oldest.
So what's his age now?
Oh, come on. We've got to do the maths. 5 years on to 78. He's 76, sorry. He's about 82.
81.
He's 82.
He doesn't look that at all.
Doesn't he? Yeah, he's 82. Yeah, doesn't look like it, does he?
And he turns 82 in December. He's born on the 17th of December.
That's
he's
correct.
Currently 81. I win.
No, making things difficult. Well, let's talk about some of the other firsts. He's the first Jesuit pope. He's the first from the Americas. And he's the first from the Southern Hemisphere. And his reign began as pope on the 13th of March, 2013. Keep going, Carlos. Add more to that.
Yeah, he was also the first pope outside of Europe since the Syrian Gregory III, who reigned in the 8th century.
No, man.
Yeah? Yeah? They like to keep it in Europe, eh? It's almost like the World Cup.
Well, it's definitely going to stay in Europe this year. Well, let's see how that goes later on. But you know the other thing, which is amazing, the way that Pope Francis became pope. It's a very unusual thing that happened around Pope Benedict. Normally our popes stay until they pass away and the new pope is elected. And yet Pope Benedict the 16th actually abdicated his reign, stepped down due to health reasons and stuff. And through that, Pope Francis was elected. But as I say, it's very unusual. It's not normally allowed or not normally known for popes to abdicate. So it's a very interesting way things started to happen.
No, and it's probably done that way, that you know, it was history made, you know, a pope retiring, and that's why he's known as emeritus now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was needed. And you know, we're living through, us in our lifetime, we have two living popes at the same time.
Yeah.
It's we're part of history.
Yes.
Well, that's definitely the truth. Jump in.
And Pope Francis, he was elected on my day.
Your birthday?
Yes. On the 13th of March.
Okay, so now
5 years ago, it was when he was elected. He was elected around like 6:30 in the evening.
That's
it was great. Raining on that day. And then the day when he was introduced to the world, mm-hmm. it was exactly 7:30 in the evening. It was raining on that night.
And what were you doing?
He was eating.
I was
celebrating his birthday. What do you expect him to be doing?
Nice.
So I was watching that with quite a few guys at my parish, Christ the New Man in Kharangua, and we're celebrating because of it was my birthday.
Wow.
So it was still raining on that day. So that's why I'm saying that I'm definitely sure Pope Francis, and obviously we know that he's an Argentinian, and he was a soldier before, and a bouncer. And
a bouncer.
We're going to have to dig into these statements you're making here, Todd. Let's get a little bit more behind it. Keep going.
Yes. Yeah. And that's we'll go on now.
Let's pick those points up in a moment or two. Let's talk about Francis as the man. He was born Giorgio Mario
George Paul Mario Bergoglio.
Yep.
That's,
and he was born, as we've been talking, on the 17th of December, 1936, in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He's Argentinian by birth, believe it or not, but now he has Vatican citizenship.
But you know, his parents were Italian immigrants, eh?
Italiano.
Yes.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Oh,
yes.
What, were the, what were their names?
Well, his dad's name was also Mario, Mario. Bergoglio, and his mom was Regina Maria.
That's right.
And they both passed away. His dad passed away in 1959. His mom passed away in 1981. So his father didn't get to see him become a priest, because he was ordained a priest in 1978, I think, or 1968.
69.
I thought more, yeah. I thought more of the
condition. Yeah. So his dad passed passed away 10 years before he became a priest. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were, yeah, they were Italian immigrants that went to the province, from the province of Isti in Italy, the Piedmont region.
Well, I know something in Italian. Parla italiano, mana molto bene.
And then?
Which means I speak Italian, but not too good.
Me also. Alfredo, Carbonara, Fettuccini.
Okay, okay. Listen, we said we're talking about the man.
Sorry. Sorry, Paul.
Again, something that was just mentioned by Tato a moment ago. Manny was saying it before we started the show. And Manny, you explained that Pope Francis, when he was a layperson, was actually a bouncer.
Was actually a bouncer in one of the Buenos Aires nightclubs, yes.
Yes, yes.
He's also studied, he's a chemical technician. Did you know that?
Yes.
No?
Okay.
Keep going, indeed. Manny.
Yeah.
You're doing well here. Keep going. What else?
Do you know that he holds 3 passports?
Oh, that sounds mafioso.
No. Argentinian, Italian, and the Vatican.
The Those Vatican the and the Argentinian one, I know. Didn't know the Italian.
Italian one, yeah.
So did he claim heritage for the Italian one? Or does that come with his Vatican passport?
Not sure.
That's an interesting one to look at.
But now, just from being a bouncer, he must have been a very nice bouncer, because after he bounced you, he probably prayed for you.
I'm not sure that was part of the job description.
He wasn't a priest then, eh?
Yeah.
He wasn't a priest.
By then, he wasn't a priest. Yeah. And he grew up loving the poor. And as well as being a humble man from the age of, I think it was 12 or 13. He was a very, very loving young man. Mm. Yes.
But you know, actually, the amazing thing, how he decided to become a priest.
Yeah.
It was... He was inspired by a priest when he went past the church and he went to confession. And the priest inspired him so much that he thought, well, maybe this is what I need to do. And that's when he entered the Society of Jesus, which is the Jesuits, in 1958. And he said, as a young seminarian, he had a crush on a girl that he met, and he briefly doubted about continuing the religious career. But we all know what history led to.
Yeah, it's the truth. It certainly proved to be maybe a humble background, bringing him into an amazing, amazing time. As you said earlier on, Carlos, this world at the moment needs a man like Francis. You need somebody that is able to relate and understand, as only he can in a lot of ways, doing what he does, going out. Do you know, one of the things that really surprised me about Pope Francis... Did you ever see the photograph of him in a raincoat and a hat going out of the Vatican of a night time?
Yes.
And he goes out. He actually goes out of a night time to the areas where the poor are. And he goes and ministers to the poor in the town. It's amazing.
And it's what he did. When he became a priest, his perpetual vows was of poverty, chastity, and obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly what Tato was saying about, you know, the poor plays a big part in him. And we'll continue with the story of, you know, when, as he grew as a priest and he became a bishop, etc., that the poor played a big part in his life. So he takes what Jesus said about being a servant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that we can look at him and we can actually relate to him. It's not like we can't relate to him, and we can relate to him as a servant. So with that, let's listen to this song.